Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Leaner. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank Weiss. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen throws the ball into Lapon, who tags Moses trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lapon moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lapon scores. Kell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Keller moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lehner moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Houdeman reaches second base with a double. Krahoski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LePon takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Groth moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groth scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Ginsburg moves to third. It's 8-0, Tigers. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. LePon hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Mullen reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Groth strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Tigers. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Fain moves to second. It's 11-2, Tigers. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics too. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski strikes out. 1 out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Houdeman strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Kukab is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kukab hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Keller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-4, Tigers. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, and has Krahoski trapped. He throws to Hitchcock, who tags Krahoski for the out. Now they have Lipon trapped. There's the throw to Fane, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Johnny Kilcab. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.